Hello.
Hello, thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you? My name is Elijah.
Okay, are you limitless?
I work at over 400 companies, so I'm let me see if I can locate an account through your phone number. Okay, can I get your zip code? I was able to locate it through your phone number.
08736.
08736. Okay, what's your first name?
Janice Vanderpile.
You said Vanderpuff?
Vanderpile.
So Vanderpile?
PYL.
PYL. Okay, so I wasn't able to locate an account. Was the
But there's
company
a
again?
charge, limitless app. Hello.
Yes, I'm still here. I'm trying to locate it, but I'm still not able to find your accounts.
Because I have a charge on my credit card that I did not charge. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not able to locate an account. So what I
Okay,
would do,
what
I
is
would just
her?
call my bank and dispute it.
Well, they told me to call you to get it straightened out and for you to deduct the amount because I'm not paying $68 for something I didn't even order. What had happened was when I was on my phone, Dick's Sporting Goods had said that I won a Yeti backpack. So I claimed the reward or whatever, and then it said that I had to pay shipping. And if you used a MasterCard, you got an extra 10% off. So the only MasterCard that I had was my Gap card. So I had used the Gap card. And then a couple of days later, another charge comes on my account. And then the credit card company said, this isn't something that you usually order. And so, I said that I never authorized any kind of charge for $68.89. And I never even heard of Limitless. So somehow when I gave my credit card information for the pay for shipping, they used it for something else. And I'm not going to pay for it. Plus, I never even got the other thing that I ordered. So that's probably why it was some kind of scam.
I can try again, but I'm pretty sure it's probably still not going to work.
How are you spelling my name?
Janice.
Right, but my last name.
Banderpyle.
No, it's Vander, then there's a space, and then it's capital PYL.
So Bandy
V
space
as in
P.
Victor, is that what you said?
Yes, B as in Victor, A as in
Okay.
apple, N as in no, D as in deer, space
No.
P.
Oh, D as in
Yes.
dog. Okay. ER.
ER space P, capital P, Y, L.
Correct.
Janice. Yes, it's still not popping up.
So, what are you? I don't
I'm just a third
understand.
party call center.
For who?
I work with over 400 companies.
Okay, so is one of the companies that you represent Limitless?
I've heard of the Yeti backpack that you enter the contest to win. I've heard of them, but when I type in either your phone number, your first and last name, nothing still pops up, even with your zip code.
Okay, so what does that mean?
I mean, we don't have your name in our system or in the system that we're using. Your name or phone number. Is this your phone number that you're calling from?
Yes. Well, then it doesn't make sense. Because this is the number that the credit card company told me to call. That's associated with Limitless.
Yes, so do you have an order number by chance?
No, because they just gave me the charge amount and the date, which was 11/20. You hung all those balls. Good job, Nathan. Oh, wow. You've got some in the front, too. Good job. Looks nice. Oh, look at his socks. Nathan, put those other socks on. Holy mackerel, that's a brand new rug. No, I gave him some last night to wear.
So wait, I would,
when you had, go ahead.
So what I would do, I would just call my bank back and tell them they wasn't able to locate an account and just dispute the charge.
Okay, and then how is that going to get cleared up?
Well, you could dispute the charge and get a new card. So then they will have your card number on file. For whoever placed the order, because it's not in our system or in the system
okay.
that they put it in.
And you said that you've heard of that Yeti backpack thing.
Yes.
Is that a scam?
No, you're just entering a contest to win it.
You what?
You're just entering a contest to win it, ma'am.
So you don't actually get it?
Well, if you win the contest, you do.
Then why do you have to pay the shipping up front?
That's for when you pay the shipping, that's for entering the contest to win it.
No, it said for shipping.
Well, that's what it says in the terms and conditions.
So it's a scam.
Not really, because it's listed in the terms and conditions that you're paying $6.95 for entering a contest to win it.
I would like, then I want that disputed too. I want you to check that off.
I can't check something off if it's not in our system. If your name and name or phone number is in our system, that's why I told you to just call your bank and dispute it, and or get a new card.
Yeah, like I said, it's a scam. It's just to get the number. And what is your name?
My name is Elijah.
Elijah. Okay, can I talk to a supervisor?
Yes, hold on one second.
Pop, take a mint. And you see what it said? Meant to be. You didn't see it? So. Oh, you could have gotten Hershey Kisses? And you took the mints? But they're good. And what did they say? Hugs and kisses. I saw her walk by in church yesterday. I saw her walk by when I was doing the coffee yesterday. So I guess... Oh, really? Oh, she has a good heart. So you caught 10?
Mm-hmm.
How big were they? How big were the small ones? Like this big? That one's not a keeper, 2.5 feet?
Is that your father?
Yeah. No, 2.5 is about.
That's big. So how many did you catch that were keepers?
I caught one that was.
So it was over 36 inches long. That's over 3 feet. Wow. Now, is that like even bigger than what your father caught? What? Ted? Who's Ted? Oh. So how come Matthew didn't stay? Was he mad?
Yeah, I don't catch fish, but I do.
Okay, ma'am, I'm finna transfer you to my supervisor.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.